Okay, let's review Shkolim Daf Yutes, the Mishnah in Halacha Aleph of the seventh paragraph of Masech Shkolim talks about Mos Shenimtsu, that where you always follow the Karov. If it's closer to one box, then we assume it belongs to that box. Well, let's say it's Mechza and Mechza, it's exactly equidistant from two of the different boxes that they have in the Beis HaMikdash, then we're always Machmir. We always go with the more Machmir of the two boxes. So there are two opinions why, when you find it between Shkolim and Linadava, the more Machmir thing to do is to go Linadava. Why do we assume that that's the case, that it goes Linadava? One opinion is that Shkolim can go to the Shiari Lishcha, which is more kal, so that's why the shkolim aren't necessarily going to be used for the korban sibur. They may just be for the shiari lishcha. So that's certainly more kal than going l'nedava. And the second reason is that even if it's from shkolim, it's like meis bailim, which goes l'nedava. So even if this money had come from the box of shkolim, it would be that it came from a box of shkolim that was meis bailim. And the halacha is that shkolim that's meis bailim goes l'nedava. So either it would be miman of shach, it would go l'nedava. If it fell from the nedava box, it goes l'nedava. And even if it fell from the shkolim box, a shkolim that's meis bailim goes l'nedava. So if you find it between kinin and gozlei ola, it goes to gozlei ola. So the woman, the gemara discusses, what about the woman who gave her kapara and was expecting to get her kapara? She gave her money for the korban that was supposed to be a chatas, and now it's going to be brought to gozlei ola. Where is she ever going to get a kapara? So the gemara says that they always have to provide a little bit extra, that the bezin was maspik as a kinin. So the guy who's tonight bezin, that the guy who's masapik as a kinin is Mesapik as a Psulos, would make up for whichever ones became Pasul. Then Halacha Beis, the Mishnah discusses Basar and Nimtza in a variety of different places, and it depends where, when, and whether they are a Varam or Chatichos to determine what the status of the different Basar is that's found in a variety of different places. On Daf Yud Tesam and Beis, the Gemara discusses, there's a discussion whether we can prove from the Mishnah if Hesach Hadas is a Psula Guf, or is Hesach Hadas not a Psula Guf, meaning, what does it mean a Psula Guf? What's the reason that Basar Kachim becomes problematic when it's Hesach Hadas? Is Basar Kachim problematic when there's Hesach Hadas from it because there's a Chashash that it might have become Tamei? Or do we assume, no, it's not a Chashash that it might have actually become Tamei, it's a Psula Guf. Hesach Hadas itself is what makes it Pasul. So that's the discussion. The Gemara has Chazaka, Shein Koin, Motzi Min Alishcha, Mos, Achu Mechalulan Al Behema. The Gemara tells us that there's a Chazaka that a Koin would never be Motzi any money from the Lishcha until he was Mechalul it on an animal. That's why, even though all the money on the Harabayas is Kadosh, if you find it, meaning the because you're not allowed to bring private money onto Harabayas, but we assume that if you found the money, it had already come out of the Lishcha, and the Koin would have never taken it out of the Lishcha unless he was Mechalul it first. Then the Gemara discusses the concept of Teisha Chanuyos, of nine stores that sell Basar Shchuta, one that sells Basar Nevela, or vice versa. And we're told that called the rule that called the Parish Meruba Parish, if you find it around, so then you always assume it has come from the majority. And Kol Kavua, Kamechza Al Machzadami, if you had purchased from one of those stores, you just don't remember which store you purchased it from, then it's treated like a 50-50 Safek, and we're going to be Machmir. And then the Gemara got into the discussion of Basar Hanimtsa Biad Goy. If you find meat in the hands of a guy, what do we assume? Do we assume that it is necessarily not kosher, that it's like a din of basar shenisali min ha'ayin, or do we assume there's no such din of basar shenisali min ha'ayin, and that it is kosher? And the Gemara tries to bring stories to prove the status of the basar that's nimtza biyad goy. The Gemara says at the end, though, that Rav Nachas L'taman Chamsun Mekilin, Rav went to Babel and he saw that people were Mekil and Basar Shanimtsa Biyad Goy and V'chamer Aleihen. He decided to be Machmer on them, that Basar Shanisali Min Ayin is in fact Aser, and that Sugya continues over into the next daf.